With the beginning of a new year, it often gives us the feeling of getting a fresh start. And with a fresh start, we need guidance on which direction we need to go in. Today, we'll be talking about God's guidance for our life.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello, everyone.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Well, you know, in today's episode, we'll be talking about God's guidance for the new year.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Boy, it's been a good one already.
It has.
You know, I haven't seen y'all since last year.
I know. It seems like yesterday. Or maybe 3 days ago.
Yeah, whenever it was.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a good year.
Yes. Amen. Well, you know, guidance is a lot of things, and it's different things to different people. But I feel like God's guidance is the most important.
Oh, absolutely. We've got to have God's guiding hand upon our lives.
Yes.
It's going to be for our best and for our benefit, for sure.
I agree. When Psalms 32, 8 and 9 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. And this is a good one. Verse 9 says, be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, and people I'm talking to myself to, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. You know, sometimes I have to say, you know, Lord, put your hand over my mouth and help me not to say things that you wouldn't want me to say, you know, or do things you wouldn't want me to do. And that is a perfect scripture for that, because he's guiding us.
He is guiding us. I think that, what's that next verse you read there? That, was it verse 5? Talks about the stubbornness.
9.
Is it 9?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Read it again.
Be ye not as the horse, that one, or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee.
So it's important that we have an understanding.
Yes.
An understanding that God wants us and desires us to want to follow him.
Right.
And that he wants to supply, take care of us along the journey, and sure, that we'll walk and delight in his way.
Right.
I think that is so important, because if not, we can be like the horse and mule and have a stubborn, resistant, rebellious spirit, attitude about us.
Yes. Not going to move.
Yeah.
But he says, I will guide thee. I will guide thee.
That's what he desires. Mm-hmm. And that's where we need to be complacent to him. And come to him and say, we will submit, surrender to that.
Right.
I'm excited about the new year. I've seen God already moving in many areas of my life.
Right.
And I think it's going to be an outstanding year, but I know that I can't accomplish or I can't go where I want to go without God guiding
me. Absolutely not. That's right.
I told the church in 22 that in 23 God was already there. Mm-hmm. He's already ahead of us. He's already making a way. And we need to understand that Christ is the way.
Yes.
He is the way.
That's right.
There is no other way. Nope. He is the way. So it's important that we walk in that. And, you know, for this episode, I look back to Joshua, the third chapter, and it says that Joshua rose early in the morning, you know, for us to get the goodness of God.
Right.
The time we got to get up early in the morning to get the first fruits of the Lord, that fresh touch.
And, before the phone starts ringing, start knocking on the door. Yes.
Our flesh kicks in and all that stuff. Get up early in the morning.
Yes.
But he tells us there in verse 4, he said, yet there shall be a space between you and this, in the ark of about 2,000 cubits measures. Come not near to it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way heretofore. Mm-hmm. We've never been in 2023 before.
No, we haven't.
This is a new area. Mm-hmm. It's a new realm. It's a new time.
Yes.
Definitely a new world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Times have changed. Customs have changed. Circumstances are changing so rapidly, so frequently.
Right.
How we minister is changing. And this is so important that we have God's direction.
Yes.
You know, as I look in Isaiah 28:26, he says, for his God doeth instruct him to discretion.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us a foresight. God gives us the wisdom. God gives us the understanding to make the right choices.
Right.
You know, God wants to lead us to that wisdom, yes, to that right choice, and God teaches us that. So it's important as we look at Joshua here, he said, you've not passed this way before. So if it's uncharted territory, mm-hmm, if the path is unmarked,
right,
we need to find somebody who's already blazed the trail.
That's right.
We need to find somebody who's already trodden this road for us, who's already, yes, made a way for us that we can run to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at Isaiah, the 30th chapter in this, and in Isaiah 30 and 21, he said, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right hand or when you turn to the left. Well, the last part of that is we're tempted.
Mm-hmm.
We're tempted to turn to the left,
yes,
or we're tempted to turn...
get off the path.
...to the right or,
yes,
go astray. But I'm so glad that there's a voice,
yes,
behind us,
you,
that's behind us or in front of us,
right,
or beside of us.
Right.
I'm not limited to God behind me. What we understand is God is guiding us.
Yes.
God is leading us. God is directing us. And God is telling us. He says, so we need to be open to hear his voice,
absolutely,
of love. It's a voice of love,
yes,
because the next part three said, this is the way, walk you in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like there's a voice of correction there as well.
Yes.
And thank God for that.
Oh, yeah, we need that.
We absolutely.
But, you know, it reminds me of when the Israelites came out of Egypt. You know, he guided them by day and by night so they wouldn't,
yes,
get off the path.
Amen.
They didn't know which way to go. And so he guided them visually. They could visually see,
yes,
where they were headed.
Yes.
And he will do the same thing for us.
Amen.
And, you know, you might be standing in front of a brick wall and going, Lord, what am, you know, but you need to be in front of that wall waiting on his direction.
Yeah.
Waiting on his guidance to.
Because he will. He will.
Yes.
Because he did, you know, just like you said, I will not leave you comfortless.
Right.
He's not going to leave us without a guide.
Absolutely
not.
The
Holy Spirit will guide us,
yes,
into all truth.
If you allow it.
Not be like the horse or the mule.
That's right. If you decide that's too scary or the water's too deep or, you know, you've got to have a made up mind,
yeah,
to decide, you know what, I'm going to follow him no matter what.
Well, you've got to trust him.
Yes.
And I think Proverbs,
mm-hmm,
has a...
Yes, trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths, or guide you,
amen,
if you will. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Because, you know, there's so many times when I read that, it says, in thine own eyes, be not wise. We get in our own way. We,
yeah,
cause our own ripples in the water, you know, and we want to blame the devil and we want to blame, you know, everybody else that's not doing things right in the way we tell them to. But it's our own flesh that gets us in trouble.
It does. You know, I think if we go back to Isaiah 30 and 21,
mm-hmm,
we need to tune in,
mm-hmm,
and dial in to God's voice.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so many voices of distraction or trying,
yes,
to cause us to wander off. But when we're trusting him,
yes,
we're going to listen to his voice. He said, my sheep
know my voice. Yes.
The stranger, they will not hear.
That's right.
That's why it's so important that we have a relationship,
yes,
with God, that he will, as we know, Lord, we're going to trust you to direct,
yeah,
us. We're going to trust you to guide us.
That's so true.
Because if it's uncharted territory, if it's untrodden path for us, we've never been down this pathway.
Right.
We need somebody who knows.
Exactly. Knows the way.
Knows
you need a guide.
He knows the way.
Well, you know, Psalms 32, 8 and 9, you know, that I already read that. That's about the mule and all that. But, you know, if you really just get that in your mind, you know, he's saying don't be stiff-necked.
Amen.
Don't be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of the leaders who, you know, who they rebelled so strongly against Jesus being God's son because it took the attention away from them, right?
Right.
So in they got in their own way.
Yeah.
If they would have let Jesus continue to guide them, they would have been in a much better
Amen.
Situation. But they did not allow that.
How true that is. You know, when you look in Isaiah 58 and 11, let me get over where it's at. Isaiah 58 and 11 says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually."
Yes.
Continually. That.
Yes.
So God doesn't leave us without a guide.
No.
But he wants to guide us continually.
Mm-hmm.
So every day we're faced to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, "I'll be there for you every day.
Right.
I'll be there for you continually."
But when he says stop, stop.
Absolutely.
When he says go, go.
That's
and
right.
That's the problem. I know that's the problem I face sometimes because I want him to hurry up. I'm like, "Look, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm waiting. I'm available, Lord. Where's the holdup?" But I'm not ready. And so once I get alone with him in the secret place, in the quiet place where he can get a hold of me, I realize that.
That's where he instructs us
yes.
with that discretion.
Yes.
To know which is the right way, which is the right choice to make.
Absolutely.
You know, as we read that scripture there, it says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually." And he said, "He shall satisfy thy soul in drought."
Yes.
Watch this. "And make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a well-watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not."
Wow.
So if God is leading us, it's for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to harm us or not to whatever, but he said it's for our benefit. Number one, he said, "I am going to satisfy for you."
Yes.
"I'm going to provide for you, even if it's in a desert, in a barren mm-hmm. land, I'm going to provide for you."
Right.
And then he said, number two, "I am going to make fat the bone." He said, "I'm going to give you good health."
Right.
"I am going to give you strength for your body."
Yes.
And he said, "Then you're going to be like a well-watered garden." He said, "You're going to be flourishing and fruitful." Who does not want to be
right.
flourishing and fruitful
right.
in the kingdom of God?
Exactly.
And number fourthly is, he says, "You shall be ever flowing, that
mm-hmm.
will a river like a river that will never run dry."
Wow.
Who wants to be ever
yeah.
flowing? And if you follow after God, he's going to bless you
it's
with
gonna
these.
Lead you
he's
right
going to
there.
Lead you right
yes.
where these benefits are. And then last, he says, "Whose waters fail not." He says, "You're going to be living mm. plenteous."
Yes.
Wow, there's no lack in God's
no,
kingdom.
Abundance.
What a God who wants to guide us and order our steps.
Exactly. Praise God.
The goodness of the Lord.
I love that.
Let it overcome it. You know, Psalm 23 and 2, he
mm-hmm.
said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures."
Yes.
God knows where green pastures are.
Yeah.
He knows exactly where the still, quiet waters are. If we will trust him, and he said, "I'll lead you in the paths," what I like, "in the paths of righteousness."
Yes.
Not in the paths of disgrace,
nope.
not the paths of sin, not the paths of the world.
Well, he said he'll lead us by in still waters.
Yes.
He didn't say, "I'll lead you by the rough edges
quiet,
of the sea."
The
He's, if you'll
waters.
Follow me, I'm going to take. But you know, when we get in the rough places and the tornadoes and the hurricanes and the things of life, is when we decide the path.
That's
when
right.
we choose which part of the freeway we're getting off on.
Well, that's the environment that we create.
That's right. Exactly.
That's because we got off.
That's
we
right.
went to the left. We went to the right. We didn't
yeah.
follow him. You know, we've got off of that. We've created our own environment that created our own storms.
Right. Well, Psalms 119 and 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Vision and direction is what this means to me. That is what he's saying. You follow me. You come with me. And I'm going to give you the right directions. You're not going to be lost.
Amen. Amen. Very true. Very true. I look in the scripture in Psalm 73 and verse 23, and it says, "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast hold and thou hast held me by your right hand."
Wow.
You talk about holding on and just being led by the
yeah.
master.
Yes.
He said, "Thou shalt guide me."
Yes.
With thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory.
Right. Now, and I'm not saying that that's an easy thing to do, because it takes a lot of faith.
It does.
To let go and let God.
It does.
And if, you know, it's hard to just say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to jump off this cliff, and I'm going to trust that you're going to put me right where I need to be. But, oh, it is, he always does. He never will fail you.
But I find the obedient
yes.
will follow.
Right. Obedience is greater than sacrifice.
Disobedient
that's right.
will not follow.
No, it won't. That's that mule that he's talking about.
But that obedient heart will follow the master.
Absolutely.
That's so such a blessing.
But you know, Romans 13:11 says, and knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of the sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, we're closer to his coming than we've ever been, Amen. Right? Every Amen. Day, we're closer and closer.
It says, for this God is our God.
Yes.
Forever and ever,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be our guide even unto death.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise the Lord. If we'll just trust in him, Mary.
Yes.
And follow his, you know, he told the disciples of Matthew, when he called them, he said, follow me,
yeah.
and I'll make you fishers of men.
That's right.
What a joy it is to follow God, to see we can become ministers of reconciliation,
oh,
and
yeah.
to reach the lost and to share the good news. And enjoy the joys of the Lord and rejoice in the favor that he has brought us into our
That's
lives.
Right.
So I am so excited about coming into this 2023
yes.
year. God's guiding hand upon us, evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about working the fields of harvest.
Absolutely.
We're believing that God is going to draw people into him. And so we're excited. So
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm ready to see people be saved. To come into their gifts.
Amen.
I'm just ready to see what God has for us this year.
I am too. I am yeah. so excited. Let's pray for audience.
Absolutely.
And just believe God and trust in him. Father, we just thank you for this new year. Lord, we're going to dedicate it right
yes.
here, right now. We're going to dedicate this new year to you for your purpose, for your glory, for your honor. Father, and we thank you that you have led us, Lord, into this new year. Lord, you have brought us this far, and Lord, we know you're going to lead us continually. Lord, we know that you're going to strengthen us. God, help us to resist the temptation of turning left and right. God, help us to resist the being tempted of being disobedient, Lord, and unruly, and Lord, and resistant and rebellious to your word. But God, help us to be a people of obedience who's going to walk in your path, who's going to be led by your word, led by your spirit. Lord, help us to hear that voice of love, Lord, that's walking behind us, say, this is the way, this is the way, walk in it. Father, and I just pray for our audience tonight, Lord, that you'll bless them, continue to strengthen them and prosper them, Lord, in this new year, Lord, that they will follow you and be strengthened by that, Lord, enjoy the benefits, Lord, of your word. Lord, we love you and we thank you tonight for your Holy Spirit that's continuing drawing our hearts closer to you than ever before. We love you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we want all of our listeners to, you know, be blessed this year. We want you to have a closer walk with the Lord. And, you know, we hope that we can help you in that area. So, just remember to follow the Lord and listen to his voice, and he will guide you. So we'd like to say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.